This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We're going to find out that you were at the Diddy parties, Joe. Just the glasses, the whole look right listen, now you're pulling off.
Y'all bugging. Listen, without knowing what exactly is happening behind some of them doors,
I'm going to preface this. This is Rashad Taylor saying this.
The white party, no, you don't have to stay for everything, but I'm going to the party.
I'll leave
know what's happening
midnight,
everywhere else.
The spread?
Yeah, seriously. You know it's going to be phenomenal. I'm going. I'm leaving soon.
Yeah, no,
but I'm going.
I'm going to pull a Denzel and chastise everyone and then get the hell out of there.
Well, see, and
I ruin my legacy.
You should all be ashamed of yourself.
No, see, this list of names that just came out, because it didn't include people like Denzel or others that have been heard to be at these parties but left before midnight, is this list that includes the likes of like Leo DiCaprio.
Is there a sign out sheet?
Is this the list of people that stayed after midnight?
Leo definitely stayed.
Well, allegedly stayed. But yeah, come on. Not be stupid here.
Okay. I felt like I was going to say something else, but I don't
about
recall.
Basketball?
Sorry, took you down a rabbit hole.
I don't recall. I feel like that's Schultz's next radio career move as a conspiracy podcast host.
I know, but that's already been done.
A lot of Alex Jones type stuff.
Pretty sure that niche is filled. There are...
Oh, there's never enough. Trust me. We'll see Schultzy on Joe Rogan here in a couple of years.
Podcasts are like a-holes. Everyone has one, okay? And a lot of people have them about crime and conspiracy theories.
This is a good segue to tell you, if you want to catch Howard number one...
on our podcast.
Our show.
Putting it up right now, baby.
You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. NBA playoffs, though. One of the best playoffs, I feel like, ever.
1,000%.
It's just been... And I remember saying this to Patrick Harris, co-host of The Hot Corner, Tuesday night, 7 and 9. We talked about basketball for some reason. But I just told him, it is insane how much better of a product the playoffs are than the regular season. The regular season...
Night and day.
Regular season, towards the end, it amps up a little bit because you're fighting for playoff seeding, but... It is just, dudes just flip a switch. It is just insane how much better the quality is in the postseason. And this postseason has been one to remember. We've had some amazing second round semifinal games, comebacks, buzzer beaters, final second shots. We had another great game the other night between the Nuggets and Thunder that went to overtime. That the Nuggets somehow pulled the rabbit out of their hat. I don't know how they won that game.
Aaron Gordon is how they won.
Dude, he has been...
Lights out.
Unreal. Lights out. How good he has been in this postseason
run. I think he's getting tested after every game. Because seriously, like when you have too good of a game in the NBA, they test you afterwards to see if there's any funny business. He has been insane.
Well, and the fact that he has just become such a well-rounded offensive player. I mean, he in Orlando, he was just known as
a dunker.
Dude who could dunk. That guy can shoot now. He yeah. went, I think, 4 of 6 the other night from three. He hit that huge shot to tie the game, to send it to overtime. He hit the big shot the other night to take the lead for them to win the game. That's the one I was thinking of. The last second to steal game one from them.
Mm-hmm.
That Nuggets team, man, I just cannot believe that they, I mean.
Without a head guy,
yeah,
you know.
I said it a couple weeks ago that the Thunder were my team to win the playoffs, to win the NBA championship this year. Even with what this Clippers-Nuggets series was, what was going to happen, I was like, hey, if the Nuggets win it, that's great, but they're not going to beat the Thunder. They're not deep enough. They're only playing like 6 dudes over 25 minutes. Michael Porter Jr. is wearing a damn diaper on his shoulder. Also, in the day of 2025 modern medicine, that's the best wrap.
That's it.
That's what
that did look pretty.
What are we doing? Terrible. I mean,
it looks terrible. Your training staff needs to be fired if that's the best you could do for this.
Well,
game.
Hey, he didn't play too bad the other night when he was wearing that on Saturday night, or Friday night. So I'll give him that. Is that even with a giant turban on his shoulder, he was still able to have an actually pretty good performance.
Any one of us with no training experience could have did that for Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, I was like, where's the cool looking tape that looks like a spider web?
Yeah.
Like, is that not good enough? Apparently not. That's how bad his shoulder is that he has to wear something like that. No, has to wear a damn football shoulder pads out there. But the Nuggets, man, I just, kudos to them, tip of the hat. Like, I just not only do I love this Nuggets team, I just love Nikola Jokic. That dude just.
Yeah, he's okay.
Time and time again, and he didn't even play that well in game 3. He had like 8 turnovers. He shot like 5 of 19 or something like that. 5 of 20. I don't know what the shooting from the field was for him, but he did not play a good game in game 3, which also is crazy because the Nuggets, it's almost, they're one of those teams like as he goes, they go. And for them to get a win against the Thunder when he is not playing his best, all bets are off on this series, honestly.
I think, man, Jokic is the best offensive player in the NBA. It's time to just concede to that fact.
He can do it all. He can do it all.
He's averaging a triple-double in this series so far. Average triple-double in the regular season. It's a big deal. Like, and it's not like and this is no disrespect to Westbrook, but his teammates were actively moving so he could get the rebound. You know, they were trying to make sure that he could get those. No, they were.
Yes,
they
and
were.
No.
They were. They at a point when he was going for the triple doubles and everybody knew it, his teammates were actively moving out of the way so he could go ahead and get those rebounds, which is fine.
Well, in the last couple games, I see what you're saying.
During games like that, that was a thing that was happening.
That dude also just plays a million miles per hour. Where
Westbrook was, and that's why I say no, taking nothing away from Westbrook because a triple double is a triple double.
He's got those Carmelo moments where he's going for a rebound. Get the F out of here. It's fine.
I love it. I love it. But a triple double is a triple double, and Jokic is averaging one right now. Defensively, he's a liability. That's just kind of what it is. He's a statue. He can't guard anybody. If you're smart, OKC is smart, you would take the Steve Nash effect, you know, and you would go ahead and make him cut everybody else's water off. You know where Jokic is the most dangerous is his ability to pass and getting everybody else involved and getting all those touches. I say let Jokic go off for 50.
Well, and
if you shut down everybody else, like who's he going to pass the ball to? With Steve Nash, they really cut off his ability to pass to everybody else and they made him a scorer. When you made him a scorer and took away his ability to do what he's best at, which is distributing, things change. Well, I think you have to do the same thing with Jokic because where he's most dangerous is his ability to get all of his teammates involved.
To rebuttal that, they did that in game one and they still won. Like, he had 42 points, and I know that's been the strategy with some teams in the past too. It's just like, dude, if you can take away him distributing, then he can't set up other players. He's got to do it all himself scoring, and it's just not, they're not going to be able to sustain that. And they were doing that in game one, and he had 42 points, 22 rebounds, and 6 assists, but they still won.
But it came down to a 3-pointer by Aaron Gordon that gave him the dub, right? Was that that game?
Yeah. I mean, that was
and
the
so,
one
like
that,
I'm saying, it had to come down to Superman for his team coming through for him. But for the most part, we thought up until the end that game was in the bag. Like, they were up, weren't they up like 7? Like, to end that game?
The Thunder ended up choking.
That game was supposed to be in the bag, and then they choked it away. So
that's exactly
so
like
really,
the Cavaliers.
Yeah, so really, it worked until it didn't in the end.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think it was like 115, 106 late in the game. That was, 115, 106 with about 240 left.
That game is over, right? In most cases, that game, well, unless these playoffs, because the end of these games have been insane.
As impressive as this is, guys, do you think going forward that Denver with like a 6-7 man, basically a 6-man rotation, sometimes they'll throw Peyton Watson out there for a little longer, but you really think with that short of a rotation they're going to be able to do this? Like I'm all about Nikola Jokic. Like I'm all about the two-time MVP doing, 40 a game, but if he's the only one and if they have nobody else to come in, I mean, they're down to like Christian Braun starting now next to Jamal Murray.
Who's been really good too.
He's been good, but it's kind of been like this season, all of a sudden we know who Christian Braun is.
I don't think it's sustainable. I think this is one of those things to where you can do this probably for the rest of this series. But OKC, they play great defense. They play tough defense. They're going to beat you up a lot before you get to the next round. And if this game goes 6-7 games, what does that look like for the next round? I don't know. And especially if you're only going 6-7 deep, how do you expect to beat I forget who's playing in the next round. How do you expect to beat that Timberwolves team who plays great team defense and they are really bullies out there, or that Warriors team who's going to try to D you up best they can with Draymond and a guy like Jimmy Buffett?
I mean,
like,
you have to shoot at a 40% clip, like from three, right? You just have to. So if you have a bad shooting game like the Celtics, good freaking luck to Denver. They just don't have the guys.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I wanted the Nuggets to, I want them to win as much as possible. I just love this team. I love Jokic. If they were to win another NBA championship, I'd be stoked about that. I just love how this team approaches the game, and just love Jokic's game and his mentality. But even with this series, I coming into it, I was like, I love the Nuggets, but they have only 6 to 7 dudes they're playing regularly. Like, they're just not as deep. They don't score as much. They're too Jokic dependent. When he's not on the floor, they can't sustain it.
God forbid a turned ankle or something that keeps him out of a game for longer than a quarter or so. And again, I'm knocking on all types of faux wood because I would never want Jokic or any player to get hurt. But that's your whole game plan if you're Denver right now.
So, yeah, I love the Nuggets, but I think the Thunder, it's just, they're weathering the storm, no pun intended, to end up taking the series either in 6 or 7 games, I think. If the Nuggets are able to pull this off, though, man, I mean, my God, I would love to see them go all the way there.
How much, and this will be the MVP. If the Nuggets win, then I think Jokic has to be the MVP.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to base it off of the playoffs, but I think there's definitely a lot of voters that still...
No other all-star on the team, head coach for the end of the season. You still, hey man, you have to give it to him.
All right, let's talk about more of these NBA playoff series. The Timberwolves-Warriors has taken a drastic turn because of an injury, and then the Eastern Conference semifinals as well, still in full tilt with one game today. And won the series now, a 2-1 series after the result yesterday. Do that next here, Sports Sunday, 10:30 the 5th.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, we're going to be talking about the Blazers tomorrow because the number one pick is coming to Portland.
Yes. No. Well, come on. Probably not.
Come on. Then what do you have that on for?
Oh, I'm trying to put some good juju out
then
there.
Then why would you? How are you going to put good juju and be like, nope, that's not going to happen?
Well, I'm trying.
Listen, and I've been the one.
I'm trying, all right?
I've been the one guy.
I'm dead inside.
No, I've been the one guy that's been here like, that's not going to happen for us. We're the Blazers. It's not going to happen. Now that I've come around, both of you jerks are like, nah, not gonna happen. No, I'm not as optimistic anymore. Though.
This is more so a good omen for a top four pick. If we got the number one pick.
Who are you guys, man?
My God.
These aren't the guys I remember talking about. It's gonna happen. It can happen.
Each one of those 11 out of 12 wins in that stretch, January to February, whatever it was, took about a 0.5% chance each time away from the Blazers getting that number one
pick. I want you guys
pick,
to do
okay?
the Paul Pierce. If we do get the number one pick, y'all got to walk here in your robes.
You know what?
And in your socks.
You know what?
Listen, that wasn't part of...
From Wilsonville? No, I'm serious.
You've got to walk five blocks from Wilsonville.
Oh, screw that. I will walk from Wilsonville if the Blazers get the number one overall
pick.
Folks.
He's not doing it.
Oh, I would. No. Joe? Tape me. Oh, effing do it.
He's not doing
it. Oh,
you're
effing
do
it.
I'm looking this up.
Unbelievable.
That'd be like a 3 hour, 3.5 hour walk, four and a half hour walk.
Paul Pierce just took like 8 hours.
Yeah.
It was a long one.
Honestly, listen, I wanted to bring this up, and thank you for actually mentioning it, because I was thinking about it earlier this week when he said he was going to do that, and then he actually did it. Not a lot of people follow through on their word on something like that, on a sports bet.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the fact that Paul Pierce, with as big of his name of a name as he is, he easily could have been like, I'm not doing that.
I was just playing.
Yeah. He actually did it.
He did.
He effing
Gotta
did it.
Gotta love truth, man.
I couldn't believe it.
Truth, that's his name.
He is the truth. He is the truth. When I saw the video, like, one, I saw him post the picture of, like, how long of a walk it was going to be, and it was like, yeah, 8 hours and 20 minutes
that
or
is
something
ass.
Like that. I was just like, he's not doing that. And then the video shows up of him walking and actually doing it. I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, you know what, Paul Pierce, you have earned a lot of respect.
100%.
After, yeah.
100%.
Standing by your word.
And his socks, like, yeah, you're a beast for doing that.
That
man.
Is unreal.
So, yes, Jordan, I don't want you to walk from Wilsonville because that's insane. You'd
no,
have to leave
he
your
said
house
it. It's about this. I think it's a 25-mile trek. Or
it's 7-hour walk.
So it's less than Paul Pierce's.
It's a 7-hour walk.
And I'm assuming I'd have to go like 99W or some S like that because I can't walk on I-5.
Yeah, you are. Just going to walk down I-5.
No, I don't want to die.
Yeah, you wouldn't go I-5. You would walk on that one. And again, I'm doing this. This is from the Ram Restaurant and Brew House.
That's close enough to where I live.
That intersection right there.
Okay.
You can drive to the Ram.
No.
You get a pregame beer.
I'm not sure I want one at that point.
And then
be sober.
Yeah, you'll
faculties.
Just have to take a little Boone's Ferry way, cut through Tualatin by Tualatin
yep.
High School, take Boone's Ferry all the way.
That's fairly safe. There's sidewalks the whole way.
Cut through Bridgeport.
You heard it here, folks.
No, seriously, if the Blazers, I'm dead serious. If the Portland Trail Blazers get the number one overall pick, they have a 3.7% chance to. I will walk to my next shift. Whatever
Boone's
that is.
Ferry through Lake Oswego, all the way through Lake Oswego. There are some elevation climbs there, bud.
Yeah, you're not wrong, brother. There's, I think, through Lake O, and then once again getting up past
Taylor's
Barber Boulevard.
Up through Taylor's Ferry Road, and then you'll hit McAdam, and then, yeah.
I want you to go live on the fans' Instagram.
Well, I sure hope it happens.
Yeah.
And it might be the last that we see of Jordan Schultz, quite honestly. A 7-hour walk from Wilsonville to Portland, 7 hour, 28 minutes is what it says.
Yeah.
We should have an Instagram watch party for the draft lottery together and see what happens.
Yeah, I know that we were trying to do plans for a lottery party like we had done the previous couple years, but it did not come to fruition this year. I think just the excitement around the lottery this year where the Blazers like kind of sort of had a chance the Wemby year. And then
really close.
And then last year it was on Mother's Day. It was on a Sunday, so we didn't do anything then. But yeah, the lottery is tomorrow. I probably had like what 4-5 o'clock before one for one of the playoff games. I don't know.
So like I guess yeah, if the Blazers get number one, I have the Tuesday night shift for me. That Hot Corner show, I'd have to start at like what?
No, you got
to
do it for us.
Noon.
You got to do it for Sports.
No,
Sunday.
You have to start before noon.
Well, yeah, but see, and
yeah, no, make it a Sunday. Sunday. Yeah, nah. Sports Sunday.
No, nah, you got to.
So
it
I got to start at midnight.
Yeah,
gotta,
yeah.
That's
midnight, 1 a.m. Yep,
that is so dangerous. Come on, you guys don't want
this?
Me out there in the
how
dark.
How about this?
The proclamation was made on this show, and it has to be.
I got to do it during the day. Come on, you don't want me. Dead on the side of the
how
road.
How about
right?
this?
Just wear
how
a highlighter
this?
Vest, you know,
no,
with the...
You can
no,
walk
no, no,
halfway,
no.
And I'll come pick you up from the other half for the show on Sunday.
Absolutely not. No.
No.
No,
that's you walk
not
halfway.
It. It's not part of it. Nope.
I'm squelching I'm on my bet.
I'm trying to
if I do that.
Oh, God. Well, you know, praise to the basketball gods that, again, just give us a top four. That's all. That's the most I'm hoping for.
16.9% chance for a top four.
Well, and I was also going through the like an article on ESPN the other day. Like, if the team A ends up in this spot, who do they pick? And seeing the difference between the 8th and 10th best odds, because the Blazers had to flip a coin with the Suns for either the 9th or 10th. Best odds, and of course, in Blazers fashion, they lost the coin toss, so they got the 10th. But they were jockeying with the Spurs, who got the 8th best odds. The difference of a top four pick when you have that 8th slot versus the 10th is like 15% or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Spurs have a 25-26% chance at a top four pick, and the Blazers have like a 12 or something like
yeah.
that.
And we're
I was
going
like,
with
God,
that 12.
I was like, that is just...
They got 17, but it might as well be 12.
We're all in.
And then the 17, if you have the Spurs pulled up, what?
Yeah, 26.3.
Listen, so, okay, you're looking at but
more than likely he's
a 9% difference between.
That's a big jump.
Coop is going to go to either us or the Spurs. And if he goes to the Spurs, God help us.
Better, dude.
Oh,
I swear
God.
To God.
God help us.
If the Spurs jump up, because, 26.3% chance. And that is a two-game separation, by the way, from the Blazers to the Spurs.
How
so,
unfair would that be?
Two freaking games.
How unfair would that be?
I swear to God. Just please.
Where did they jump up from to get Wemby? I can't remember at this
God,
point, but it was like 7, 8, or 9. Yeah. It was around the same area.
We can take a look in the break. We'll do that. Get the answer on the backside, and then talk a little bit more NBA playoffs. I'm curious with the injury to Steph Curry. Who's the star? Who's the face of these NBA playoffs going forward? Because quite honestly, that Timberwolves Warriors series, it is taking a huge backseat. Without having no Steph Curry in that series, so now I mean he is one of the faces of the league, and him not playing, who is now the face of the NBA playoffs the rest of the way, and who needs a title the most? We get to all that next here, Sports Sunday. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no Steph Curry right now. He's probably out for the entirety of this series against the Timberwolves.
Yeah, was it hamstring?
Yes.
That's when's the last time you pulled a hammy?
Never. I don't think I've ever pulled. I think I got close to like kind of tweaking it one time at basketball practice a couple of years ago with my I was racing the kids. We were doing suicides, and it was like one of the last practices of the year. So I was like, I'm gonna do them with you. I'm gonna do some down and backs with you guys.
Wait, you're asking if I've ever experienced that?
Yeah. No, he's gonna pull a hammy once the Blazers get that number one overall pick, and he has to walk seven and a half
way
hours
back in the day.
That's a nobody thinks about it, and I think there are a lot of people who are like, man, you can just play through it. Nah, like, pulled hamstring is a lot, or ruptured, or anything like that. Like, that's a
or off super, the bone.
Yeah, that's a super, super painful injury.
I'd be fine. To reference last segment, San Antonio Spurs, the year that they got Wemby, they had one of the best odds. They had the 14%, which is the highest.
So they were top four. Yeah.
I think it's the top three teams have even odds at the number one overall
pick.
Thank
you.
Yes.
And so they knocked out the Atlanta Hawks, and the Atlanta Hawks boo-hoo cry because of the Blazers getting the third overall pick that year.
It was actually the Pistons and the Rockets also had 14% chance.
Yes.
And so the Hornets got the number three pick. Blazers got the number two pick. So both those teams, they got knocked down a little bit.
Thank you. Why am I thinking of the Hawks? I don't know.
Probably because the Hawks won it last year, so maybe they're fresh in your memory of NBA draft lottery lure. But the NBA draft lottery is tomorrow, but NBA playoffs are today. We got first game is the Oklahoma City Thunder and Denver Nuggets. They will tip off at 12:30. And then the next game is the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Indiana Pacers.
Cannot wait for that game.
The Pacers-Cavs?
Yes.
That's got you all horned up?
I'm really excited for that series, man. Like,
there's something about the Pacers. They're a feisty, scrappy bunch.
I love that Pacers team.
They
kind of
piss me off, but in like a good way. Like, I should hate them, but I don't.
I don't know. The Pacers have always been one of those teams. It's like, it's hard for me to hate you, you know? Like,
I do like Tyrese Haliburton kind of like showing everybody up after getting, what was it, like his peers voted him as the most overrated player in the league. And
how many game winners? We talk about Aaron Gordon's game winners. How many has he had?
Dude, the one he had in was it game two?
Step back jumper in the
when he shot that. That was one of those where I was like, no way.
Yeah, I said that's going in.
My God, like that. I did not think that was going.
That's going in.
That was
buckets.
And I mean, game one, man, they are living to their name, the Pacers, as far as just getting out and running and speed and going. And they had a great game one, team win game one. They came back, won game two when they shouldn't have. Pacers choking that at the end. I don't know who I want to win these playoffs. But so far now and for the rest of the playoffs, I'd like to know who is the star? Like, who is the face of these playoffs? Obviously, there's still a lot left to be determined, but, I mean, you don't have that old guard right now. LeBron, obviously, he got knocked out first round. Durant and the Suns didn't even make it. Steph Curry, he's injured right now. So the Warriors are essentially a shell of themselves until they are able to figure out a game plan without him. So, again, it's like, who's the... Is it the Thunder, collective Thunder of SGA and Chet and Jalen Williams? Is it Anthony Edwards, who thank God I didn't call him Anthony Bennett? Is it Jokic? Is it the Celtics and Jason Tatum, the corniest star in NBA history? I mean, who is the face of the league during this time of the NBA playoffs? Because I don't know who you would say. Nice thing is you got a great collective of great players all over. So it's not like, I don't say you necessarily need one, but I mean, who's kind of putting the league on their back during these playoffs?
On their back as far as like really garnering the most attention, as far as them being like the guy or somebody you should pay attention to?
I mean, yeah, to me, it's kind of, to me, it comes down between two players. It's either Jokic or Anthony Edwards, man. I think Anthony Edwards just has the personality in the game. You know, I know how you guys both feel about off the court. I just, whatever.
We'll stick to on the court.
I just think that the way he plays, his mentality, his brashness, his cockiness, and again, just his game, like he is He is Kobe Michael Jordan incarnate, the way that he plays the game of basketball and his approach. And then Jokic, obviously being a multi-time MVP and an NBA champion, and the way that he approaches the game and just being an absolute robot sometimes, and the way that he can play it, his water polo type game and being able to distribute and rebound and do everything. It's like those two guys to me, and it's because they are a couple of my favorite basketball players, are the stars to me that are remaining. There are great names. You know, you got Donovan Mitchell, Tyrese Halliburton. You've got Draymond Green, who's polarizing as hell. But as far as the stars, if you're power ranking them, I'm putting those guys 1-2.
I think Anthony Edwards is the obvious answer for most people. You know, obviously the Jordan comparison has been there. You even see the pictures of them like side by side. They almost kind of look like each other. Last night, Anthony Edwards was amazing. Like, he really showed the world why he needs to be in the spotlight.
I can't get enough of that guy.
Honestly, if it weren't for the weird paternity suits, like, I would love Anthony Edwards. I just don't, because I'm a dad, and that's weird. So there's that part. But as a basketball player, man, this dude is unstoppable. The things he can do, and he's not 6'8", right? He's not this, you know, bruiser that's just knocking people around. Like, he is a 6'3", 6'4" guard who can play above the rim, who can shoot, who can defend, and has a heart like a lion, you know, as far as being on the court. I think Anthony Edwards
pushing and shoving LeBron in that first round.
That let everybody like, know, it's like, okay. And LeBron like, just kind of letting him do it. It was like, oh, okay, this is over. I think this whole LeBron era has come to an end officially. I think Anthony Edwards put an end to LeBron moving forward. Unless he gets with some crazy super team, which would be super team number 4 or 5 for him, then I think that whole LeBron thing is over, and I think Anthony Edwards did it. But if you're asking me like who the star is and really making a name for himself, that kid in Indiana, Tyrese Halliburton, it just continues to shine. And they're not big numbers. You know, I think he's only averaging like 18 or 19 for the series, but he's averaging right around a little over 9 assists, and he's making big shots. Remember, this is the same dude who in last year's playoffs showed out and got all the way to the conference finals, was it?
Yeah, against the Celtics, yeah.
And had some big game winners last year in the playoffs. This is the second year that he's been really showing how good he is. And I think that overrated tag is always great for that player. When you hear overrated, it just makes you work harder. And it just makes you go out there and really show how much you really, really want it. Sometimes we hear players say, or we hear guys get kind of crowned with that, you know, he's the best in the league, at best whatever, and then they kind of have some regression there. That's not the case with Tyrese Halliburton. He keeps getting better, and he keeps winning. This is what a leader as a point guard looks like on your team. Could take the big shot, can make the big pass.
Set the teammates up.
You know, all that. You know, that's what you want. But I think really it's between those two. Here's a dark horse for everybody. And we talked about him a little earlier. Aaron Gordon has absolutely saved the Nuggets in this series. Big. We forget about the game-winning dunk that he had in the Clippers series. And if they lose that one, that series is 3-1 Clippers at that point. So we don't know what's going on.
Aaron Gordon has been awesome for this Nuggets
team. He stepped up his points per game. He stepped up his rebounds per game for the playoffs and everything. He has been lights out. And then he had a big game the other day. He had the game-winning three-pointer in game 1, I think it was. Like, Aaron Gordon, without him, again, this series is probably 3-1 or 3-0 right now without Aaron Gordon.
Well, and Michael Porter, I mean, his points per game from regular season to postseason has been cut in half.
It's cut, yeah. And obviously the injury is what's done it.
So, but, like, you've needed some dudes to step up. I mean, Russell has been – Westbrook, he has stepped up his game immensely in these postseason as well.
We talked about – you asked who needs a championship more. Now that James Harden is out, there's nobody in this playoffs right now that needs a championship to validate their career more than Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I remember we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I said like Karl Anthony Towns, which his production from series 1 to 2 from
it's been crazy.
It sucks because I thought he was amazing in that first round series
after
against the Pistons.
After all that.
Oh my God!
One more dark horse to throw into the conversation. That would be one Jimmy freaking Buckets. I understand the Golden State Warriors aren't expected maybe to go as deep, and with the Steph Curry injury now, Joe, you mentioned it, most likely out the rest of the series against the Timberwolves. Yeah, they're not looking like one of the top choices, but man, Jimmy Buckets, outside of a couple of games against the Rockets, I feel like he's a big reason why they're as far as they are. They were winning. I mean, they gave it up at the end, but yeah, that fourth quarter was just ass. But thanks to him and Jonathan Kuminga, I think Jimmy Buckets went off for 33 points in the loss. Like, he is still basically shouldering the team and has the capability to do so. So if Kuminga, who's been absolute ass all season,
seriously,
26, 27 points, if he can hit shots along with Jimmy Buckets and Buckets can shoulder this load while Steph is out, I hate to say it, but watch out for the Golden State Warriors.
Well, it's funny how this is somewhat turned into a playoff Jimmy Miami Heat moment as well. It's like, yeah, now that he doesn't have Steph, it's like, all right, Jimmy, put the team on your back.
Let's go, buddy.
Which is what he
if you're
going to
have any player that you want to ask to do that in the playoffs, he's one of them. He's the guy that you're like, hey, can you carry us to the promised land until we get Steph back, please? He's like, oh, yeah, jump
on.
I'll take you there for sure.
And as long as this team has a Jimmy Butler, I don't think they're out of it. Like, honestly, they lost this last game. Anthony Edwards went absolutely bonkers, especially in the third and fourth quarters. Jimmy Butler had a great game, too. He just didn't have the rest of the team that could step up with him outside of Jonathan Kuminga.
All right. Let's wrap things up. Let's send off the show with, we kind of referenced him there, and I always love to ask this question, but let's add a third layer to it. Who do you think is going to win the NBA playoffs, now that we're down to the semifinals, because by the time we're here next week, some of these series might be over with. Who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win? But as we kind of talked about, who needs a title the most to validate their careers? We get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. Who I want to win it? I think it'd be awesome if the Timberwolves won this as his sixth seed and Anthony Edwards just continued his run as one of the best players in the league, up-and-coming stars, just building upon what he did last year to show that it wasn't a fluke, his performance. I would love to see the Timberwolves cap this off and win it all. Who I think is going to win it? The Oklahoma City Thunder. That's what I said a couple weeks ago. I'm going to stick with it. And then who I think needs to win it for validation? Rashad made some good points in the commercial break, but I'm going to go with the Cavs. A post-LeBron Cleveland Cavaliers franchise with Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley. I mean, and against a Celtics team that just won it, against the New York Knicks, who, dear God, if the Knicks won an NBA championship, that's next to the Lakers winning it. That's probably the next thing that the league wants, is the Knicks winning a championship.
1,000%.
And then to come back against the Pacers, going down 2-0, losing those first two games, to come back and not just win this series, but win the East and then win the finals. I think the team franchise that needs it the most for their psyche, for everything, I'm going with the Cavs.
That's a great one.
Want, think, need.
The team I want to win would probably be the Indiana Pacers. Never had a championship before. I don't think they've ever won an NBA championship.
No, I remember.
This team with Tyrese Halliburton and Miles Turner and, you know, all these guys, I've liked them since Danny Granger and all those guys.
Turner, want to talk about one of the most underrated players.
Absolutely. Nobody thinks about him as a great big, and he can shoot. So, like, Miles Turner is one of those ones. The team I think is going to win is probably the Boston Celtics. I still think the overall they have a great roster. They have been playing like trash lately, but I think they have probably the best roster overall from any of these squads. And the team I think that needs this for validation, it's going to be the same team. It's the Boston Celtics.
For whatever reason, just winning it last year.
For whatever reason, there's still people that think like, Jason Tatum's kind of overrated. Jaylen Brown's not that good. You know, Peyton Pritchard is kind of still an undersized guard. There's still a bunch of things. Joe Mazzulla's a weirdo.
Maybe it was a fluky run last year.
Yeah, it was like,
some,
you know, there's a bunch of injuries that they had. They faced the teams with a bunch of injuries last year, so they didn't really do anything. You see how bad they're playing this year. Jason Tatum is still the most disrespected superstar in the NBA. The one thing that I think he needs to silence all the critics is to win another one. If he can do it back-to-back, I think that officially puts Jason Tatum in a whole different
My God, that is just like, Hey, great job. Great job winning it when not good enough.
No, we need more. That is Boston fans.
That's kind of how it is. Like, I mean, cool, I'm glad y'all won, but, you know.
I feel like there's 28 other teams outside, like, the Lakers and LeBron, where it's just like, congratulations, you know, you're good with just one, but you guys, no, you need multiple.
Yeah, so I think that's it for me.
Jordan, you got a want, think, need?
Let's see. Who do I think is going to win? The Celtics, just because they're too deep. When they shoot, they just can't be beat, frankly. So I just don't think that anybody, even after last season, can take that from them. Who do I want to win? Man, that's tough. I like Anthony Edwards on the court. I feel like this is just so sacrilege, so I can't say that I want Golden State to win, but it does intrigue me that Jimmy Butler is there. It could make them have a deep run. I think I want Denver to win. I want to see Nikola Jokic just put everybody on his team on his back and say F you to the entire league and say I beat you single-handedly, you can't do anything about it. That would be cool to see. Who do I think needs the validation? That would be the New York freaking Knickerbockers, and that is because
that's a good one.
They have such a good core here, you guys. You look at, man, I love OG Anunoby. This is also an intriguing situation to me. Cat with Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, former Blazer, that's balling out, just does all those extra things
Miles
in the stat
Bridges
sheet. Miles Bridges, like
everybody likes those. Mikal Bridges, excuse me.
I mean, and my Mikal Bridges. It was because of him those two defensive efforts at the end of game one and two that New York won. It's an intriguing situation, and their fans are probably more ravenous than Boston's fans. I would say they need it for the validation.
Yeah. No. Good cases all around. I mean, you guys both have me swaying in my opinions even, but I'm stoked for these games today. See what happens in the Cavs-Pacers game. Been a great series so far. And then, obviously, OKC and the Nuggets. That's going to start here in about an hour and a half. We are wrapped up here, though.
Right here on the fan, by the way.
Both of them?
Just one. Just one.
Gotcha.
Just one.
Rashad, thank you as always.
My guy.
Jordan, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all out there.
Moms, thank you as always.
Love you, Moms.
Happy Mother's Day.
Massage them feet. Massage them shoulders, give her flowers, give her a good meal, whatever you need to do to take care of your mom today, do it. Thank you all the moms out there. For these two, I am Joe Fisher. Thank you all for tuning in on this Sports Sunday, and we will catch you next week at 9 a.m. Peace.